USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Defendant Donald J. Trump says it's a sad day for America. Speaking from the airport in Virginia.
So if you can't beat him, you persecute him or you prosecute him. We can't let this happen in America.
The former president made those comments Thursday after pleading not guilty to criminal charges connected to his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. The Department of Justice claims the January 6th Capitol riot was fueled by what it calls Trump's lies. A long list of Republicans who worked for Trump in the White House, including former Vice President Mike Pence, made revelatory witness statements to the federal grand jury in the case. Gas prices in the U.S. keep going back up. In South Florida, correspondent Sam Brock says it's not the summer traveling season that's affecting prices.
The reason that we've seen gas prices increase more than a quarter over just the last month largely is because of record-breaking temperatures and what they mean for oil refineries.
AAA reports the national average price for regulars $3.82 a gallon. Half of Americans say the U.S. economy is still getting worse. According to a CNN poll, 51% of Americans said the economy is continuing its downturn, despite some recent positive indicators. Bud Light's parent company says it has stabilized in the market. Anheuser-Busch said its market share has leveled out since the boycott over Dylan Mulvaney's Bud Light social media post. Democratic presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says immigration reform will be one of his top priorities if elected president.
The specious claimants are not allowed into this country. They're turned away. If we were doing that today, the entire business model for the cartels would collapse.
He said the current policy is not serving anyone's interests. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yeah, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
On the day of former President Trump's Capitol riot case arraignment, Republican rival Ron DeSantis is blasting the former executive for not draining the swamp like he promised.
He did not make a dent in the swamp. In fact, you know, he didn't fire Christopher Wray. He elevated Fauci and didn't fire him. He put General Milley in defense to lead the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
DeSantis promises to hold federal agencies accountable for any overreaches of authority if he is elected. Honeybees are dying off in extreme Arizona heat. An entomologist told CNN it's a major concern since the bees can forage up to 113 degrees, but the state has had many days soar way over that. Experts are worried about the increasing number of dead honeybees, which are vital to the ecosystem. An Arizona beekeeper adds the heat is melting the bees' homes, and other bee colonies are attacking them because of food scarcity. No grand prize winners lately in either the Mega Millions or Powerball lotteries means Americans still have a chance at hitting it big. Over $1.2 billion is up for grabs in the Mega Millions drawing tomorrow night, with a cash option working out to roughly $625 million. Saturday night, the Powerball is a whopping $124 million. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.